doctor usually gives us some medicine and we sit and get well. Sometimes the doctor tells us that there's something more serious wrong and we'll need treatment or surgery. Whatever the cause, we can't wait to get well so we can go back to doing all the things we love to do. Dennis Aaron, a chiropractor in Lakewood, Ohio, challenges us with the same question Jesus asked. Do you want to be made well? When people perceive themselves to be sick or suffering, he says, the first reaction is to take or do something to end the suffering. A patient may say that he or she is cured if efforts to end the suffering are successful. But this does not necessarily mean that healing has occurred. Healing actually has little to do with the elimination of symptoms. An intimate and integrative process encompassing every aspect of our existence, healing transcends the simplistic notion of throwing away the crutches and walking again. It involves the harmonious alignment of the physical and emotional and spiritual aspects of our being and how we relate to the world. The result is a greater experience of wholeness, wellness, and soundness. The word heal traces its roots to the Anglo-Saxon word hal, meaning whole, hale, and hearty. Rather than implying freedom from disease, healing's root concepts of wholeness and wellness imply self-empowerment, alignment, and integration, which enables us to fully express our unique potential as human beings. If he is right, then let us listen with fresh ears to the question Jesus asks. Do you want to be made well? The Gospel of John says that Jesus went to Jerusalem often to celebrate the three required festivals for any adult male who lived within 15 miles of Jerusalem. These festivals were Passover, Shabbat or Festival of Weeks, and Sukkot or Festival of Booths. This may have been the Feast of Weeks that we call Pentecost, which occurs 50 days after Passover. After this was a festival of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate, one of 12 around the city of Jerusalem, there is a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, House of Olives, which has 5 porticos or porches. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew he had been there for such a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" That seems like a silly question, doesn't it? The man had been beside the pool waiting to be healed for 38 years. Now that's called persistence. Of course he wanted to be made well. The Greek word for pool means to dive. The pool was deep enough to swim in. Beneath the pool was a subterranean stream, which from time to time bubbled up and disturbed the waters. The belief was that the disturbance of the water was caused by an angel, and that the first person to get into the pool after the troubling of the water would be healed from any illness from which he was suffering. When Franklin Delano Roosevelt developed polio, he spent some time in a pool in Georgia whose water was supposed to have soothing, healing effects for paralyzed people. People in the ancient world believed in all kinds of spirits and demons. The air was thick with them. Every tree, river, stream, hill, and pool had its resident spirit. Ancient peoples were impressed with the holiness of the water, especially of rivers and springs. Water was so precious. In the West, we may know water as something which comes out of a faucet, but in the ancient world, that's not necessarily so, and it was a very valuable resource. Water is a symbol in the Christian church, John the Baptist called for repentance and newness of life. After making this commitment, many people were baptized in the River Jordan. We baptize infants and new believers using water as the symbol of a new life in Christ. Water is a symbol of cleansing and of healing if a life is in need of a new direction. It is a sign that we have made a commitment to grow in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. When Jesus asked the man, "Do you want to be made well?" he replied, "Well, you see, every time I try to get into that pool, someone else gets there first. I am a victim. I am helpless. I just sit here waiting for someone to come along and put me into the disturbed water. I'm handicapped, and all I can do is sit and wait." When someone is first diagnosed with a serious illness or a handicapping condition, they try to deny it. "Can't happen to me." When it becomes abundantly clear that it is happening to me, I'm going to learn everything I can about this illness or condition. I'm going to find the best doctor, the best medicine, the best technology to get rid of this roadblock. If I work and pray hard enough, it will all go away. As time goes by, if healing does not appear to be on the horizon, we often get angry or we blame someone else. Eventually, when we come to accept what has happened to us, our energy and our persistence sometimes begins to wane. Then we sometimes adopt the feeling of helplessness and hopelessness. Perhaps this is what happened to that man by the pool when Jesus came along. "Nothing is going to happen to me, so why try? There is no one to put us in the healing pool." Enter Jesus. How badly do you want to get well? Are you willing to take the first step toward healing? Or is it easier to just sit around and let everyone else serve you? Do you want to be made well? Do you trust me to make you well? "Let's see what you're made of," Jesus said. "Friend, stand up, take your mat, and walk." At once the man was made well. He tucked up his mat and began to walk. Wow, what an experience that must have been. After 38 incapacitated years, he was now free. He was now well. We seldom hear a follow-up story about the people that Jesus has healed. Did the man thank Jesus? Did he use his experience to help others? The only thing we know about this man is that he was out of the loop for 38 years. We know he had an idea in his head that the stirred-up waters could heal him, if only he could get there in time. The most important thing that we know is that he had an opportunity to be healed, and that he took it. He didn't wonder, "Who is this Jesus?" He didn't get upset because Jesus didn't put him in the water. He wasn't a skeptic. He sensed the compassion and healing power of Jesus, and he responded to the command to get up and walk. Those of us who are healthy may hear this as a miraculous event. Those who have a handicapping conditions for which there still is no cure may wonder why this kind of healing is not available today. What did we observe about this man with this illness? At first, he was simply one of many by the pool. As Jesus approached him, he became the helpless victim. As he was drawn to the healing power of Jesus, he had an attitude change. Here is an opportunity to live life in a new way. Here is someone who really, truly cares about me and is attentive to me. When Jesus called out to the man to get up and walk, he was also calling out to us. What will it take for us to walk in newness of life? What will it take for us to have an attitude of wellness? What will it take for us to see Jesus calling us to new opportunities of trust and hope and sharing our healing experience from the true source of healing? What will we as a church do to reach out as Jesus did to those in need? Last week, when I was at JFK Hospital, I saw a little person. She was only about 3 feet tall. I squirmed a little bit. I don't see little people very often. Later, when I was visiting someone in the ICU, the same little person came in, wearing a beautiful smile and carrying some papers to a nurse on duty. She was there, I assume, as a volunteer, sharing her love and hope and joy with people at JFK Hospital. I doubt she even thought about her size because she'd been a little person all her life. I was the one who needed an attitude change to see her as one of us, serving God and bringing healing and hope and joy to folks in a hospital setting. Marion Von West tells this story. When our beloved red dog was hit by a car, the bone in her right leg was shattered. She required surgery and confinement for 3 months. The most difficult part of Red Dog's recovery was her adjustment to the 4 steel pins that protruded from the 6-inch steel bar the vet had placed in her leg. To prevent her from pulling the pins out with her teeth, she had to wear an awkward but effective device called an e-collar, a funnel-shaped plastic contraption that fitted around her neck. Red Dog hated the collar as much as she hated the pins and the bar. I removed the collar when she ate and for brief trips outside when I could watch her closely. She loved those times of freedom and always held perfectly still so I could take off the collar. When it came time for the collar to go back on, her eyes pleaded silently, "Please don't make me do this again." "Come on, girl. It's part of your healing," I'd explain. She would immediately stick out her neck and stand still while I replaced the dreaded collar. One day while I was fastening the collar, I was sure God was showing me something. You know the collar brings healing. Red Dog only knows it means torment. Nevertheless, she trusts you. Totally. I sat quietly, stroking Red Dog's head. "Oh God, I pray, there are the very things I desperately want removed from my life, the things that you are using to restore my wholeness. My fear of public speaking and my fear of getting lost on the highway are healing wholeness," Marion Von West says. "What else do I need to become whole? God, help me not to resist your marvelous ways of healing." Just before I came here, I was watching Sanjay Gupta on CNN, and he had a little, well, a young woman now, named Prudence. And when she was 6 years old, she had her legs amputated because when she was born, the legs were up behind her body so that she not only couldn't walk, it was difficult to use the restroom. Her family didn't understand what was going on because this was in Africa, and they really didn't help her very much. But she loved to sing, and she dreamed someday of singing for a lot of people. And while he didn't go on to explain the whole story, she evidently won an Emmy for her songs and her songwriting for a movie. But I thought, wow, that's exactly what we're talking about. Someone who had a handicapping position, a condition, but who was able to take her dream and make it a reality. Do we want to be made well? God of healing and wellness, give us the wisdom and the courage to want to be made well.